Operation Calm Life is a joint police and military operation to combat upsurge in armed robberies in the country. It is a coordinated exercise aimed at minimizing armed robbery and related crimes to their barest minimum. These would take the form of standing patrols, temporary and permanent roadblocks, and checkpoints that would take place round the clock. The enthusiasm which followed the first launch of the program in 2001 has waned in recent years. The relaunch of the exercise has been boosted with 200 additional vehicles, 300 motorbikes, state-of-the-art technology, and other logistics. President Akufo-Addo welcomed the relaunch of the operation, indicating that the safety and security of Ghanaians is paramount. He called for collaboration between the security agencies and the public to combat crime.
Government, I assure you, is committed to resourcing our security agencies so that they can effectively carry out their mandate and help maintain the peace, security, and stability of our nation in our quest to build a progressive and prosperous Ghana. To this end, I urge you, the members of our security agencies, carry out this operation with the seriousness and diligence it deserves. Objective of the operation is to protect the society from criminal activity. It is not intended to harass or intimidate the population. I therefore entreat you to be mindful of the law and the rights of the citizenry in the discharge of your duties.
Minister of Defense Dominic Nitiwal appealed to the judiciary to swiftly deal with cases of armed robbery.
I'd like to plead with our judiciary to help in the swift prosecution of arrests that will be made by the patrol teams to boost the morale of our troops when they do go onto the field to work. Because when crimes are committed and the perception is that people are not prosecuted as quickly as possible, others are emboldened to do the same.
Minister of the Interior Ambrose Dare said government is working to reduce the police-civilian ratio.
The Ghana Police Service, at the time you took office, suffered a personnel deficit. We have a little over 33,000 personnel. What we require for the present population is 56,000. We therefore suffer a deficit of 23,000, and accordingly, we do not make the mark of the UN minimum police to population ratio of 1 to 500. In fact, the ratio in Ghana is 1 to 848. Mr. President is taking steps to make sure that this deficit first is addressed and also to ameliorate the impact of the deficit on the operations and effectiveness of the Ghana Police Service.
1,200 personnel took part in the exercise. The exercise will be replicated in the regions.
Bright Ntrame's report.